This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation development journey. Mr. Modi addressed the article written by the Minister of the State of the Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said that the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and the leadership of young minds to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat. On the occasion of the National Youth Today, the Prime Minister will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the youth will play an important role in making India a developed country by 2047. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the IIMT University Meerut in Uttar Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Singh said that the aspirations, dedication and the thoughts of the youth will determine India's identity at the global stage. The Defence Minister called upon the students to take the inspiration of the life and the ideals of Swami Vivekananda. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that there was a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said that the fight against drugs has gained new strength under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi leadership. Chairing the regional conference of the drug trafficking and the national security in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that the drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of in the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and the police across the country have taken action against the drugs, which has strengthened the youth and the society towards the drug-free future. The Home Minister also called upon the state to collaborate with the central government in the fight against the drug menace. He also urged that the states to promote the Manas helpline among the citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir on Monday. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and the Sonmarg en route to Leh. The tunnel will ensure the safer and uninterrupted access to the strategically critical Ladakh region by passing the landslide and avalanche-prone routes. It will also promote the tourism for transforming the Sonmarg into a year-round destination, boosting the winter tourism, adventure sports and the local livelihoods. Meanwhile, sharing the local media post of the Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, the Prime Minister said that the Chief Minister rightly pointed out the benefits of the project of tourism and the local economy. The BJP has released a second list of 29 candidates of the Delhi Assembly elections. Former MLA Kapil Sharma has fielded from Karwal Nagar, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar and Priyanka Gautam, who has recently joined the BJP from the Aam Aadmi Party, will contest from Kondli. Earlier, the party has released the first list of 29 candidates out of the total 70 assembly seats. The BJP has so far announced the candidates for 58 seats. The senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party has created a disaster in Delhi over the last decade. He said that this period, the whole country has progressed, but the Delhi's development trajectory has declined. Addressing the gathering at the Jugi Basti Pradhan Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Shah assured that after the formation of the BJP government in Delhi, no welfare schemes for the poor will be stopped. With the ongoing dense fog condition, northwest India is expected to witness the light rainfall accompanied by the thunderstorm in the next 2 days. Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted the possibility of rain and snowfall in the past northwest India until today, the influence of the western disturbance. Talking exclusively to the Akashvani News, the IMD scientist Dr. Soma Singh said that a dense fog and conditions are all likely to prevail in the northern states during the early morning and the night till the 14th of this month. NCR and Delhi is adjoining areas experienced light to the moderate rainfall yesterday, resulting a fall of temperature in the national capital. Due to fog, around 35 trains, including the Howrah Rajdhani and other flights, were also delayed in New Delhi yesterday. In the ISL League, the Mohan Bagan defeated the East Bengal by 1-0, maintaining an unbeaten streak in the arch rivals in Guwahati yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.